They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With me is Brad Anderson. He's the State Director for AARP Iowa, and we're going to be talking about something that we've touched on in the past, but things that are heating up in the world of prescription drugs and the costs, and where are we, for crying out loud. Brad, welcome back.
Thank you, Michael. This is a big deal. It is a big deal, and where are we is prescription drugs still cost way too much money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, you know, in America, we pay the highest drug costs in the world, right? I mean, this is...
And it's manufactured here.
It is manufactured here, and then you send them over to Canada, and then we have to then cross the border into Canada to buy them and then come back to get them cheaply, and it's just wrong. And so this is something that AARP has been fighting for a while. This is a campaign that we ramped up back in March to really kind of put our foot on the gas. To do that, we have all of our state offices across the entire country working to both pass something at the federal level, but also figuring out, are there any state solutions? And I will say that we are going to be working with the legislature this year on identifying what some of those state solutions may or may not be. Because, you know, this is an all hands on deck thing and we need to address it. And so, we're very encouraged by the bipartisan support that we have seen. So this issue for voters polls at anywhere between 70% and 80% support on both parties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where's the disconnect, right?
Where is the disconnect? And, you know, where this really came alive for me as an issue was at the state fair. And I don't know if your listeners or if you had time to stop by our state fair booth. But
it was out in the Grand Concourse, wasn't it?
Well, we had one in the Grand Concourse,
right,
during Veterans Day, but
that's
then
right.
It was in the Varied Industries building,
yes,
by the warm cookies. So always find us by the bucket of cookies. And so we had a couple engagements. One was thanking Senator Grassley for his work on the bill. Another was inviting folks to play a game on the cost of prescription drugs. But both of these things that we did also had a personal story element. So it allowed people to share their stories. Mm-hmm. And we expected to get a couple hundred stories. We got thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands. So if you think about the logistics of a fair booth in the Varied Industries building, typing it out on an iPad, getting strollers bumping into you.
Oh, yeah.
And to collect thousands of stories. And so we turned these over to Senator Grassley because we said, look, you want Iowans to help you in this fight. Here are thousands of people that have personal stories that are dealing with the high cost of prescription drugs. Then 2 weeks ago, we had an Iowan who actually flew to D.C. to be at a press conference with Nancy Pelosi, with the Speaker of the House, to share his personal story on prescription drugs. And it was a guy by the name of Doug Lehman from Sioux City. And the cost of his drugs went up an additional $500 a month. And he had to get a second job as a Uber driver to just pay for prescription drugs. And so, you know, when you're talking about folks who should be, you know, easing into retirement, having to work two jobs to pay for their drug costs, you know something's wrong with the system. And so that is where AARP comes in. We have 360,000 members across the state of Iowa. And rest assured, we will be talking to every candidate for every office about this issue going into the 2020 general election.
Brad Anderson, ladies and gentlemen, AARP Iowa. Let's talk a little bit about some of those stories. And we see this all the time, Brad. I mean, it was not too long ago. There was a caravan that went from Detroit over to Toronto so that they could pick up insulin, for crying out loud. Insulin that sells there for $30 a vial, that is $300 a vial here in the United States. And so these stories are just monumental. The individual that you talked about, Mr. Lehman, who's, you know, $500 a month for a life-saving drug that he's got to take. You know, this is also a bigger economic issue. Because if you are having to spend whatever income that you have on this stuff, and you're not buying self-weasel-winding torque inducers from the local hardware store, that impacts the entire economy.
It impacts the entire economy, and it just isn't sustainable. The cost of prescription drugs, so brand name drug prices have increased 4 times the rate of inflation in 2017 alone. Keep in mind that in the 90s, we had CEOs of drug companies testifying before Congress, and Congress asked them point blank, what are you going to do to keep drug prices low? Every one of them responded, you know, we will vow to keep drugs at or below the rate of inflation.
How'd that work out?
It didn't.
Yeah.
Every single year since 2006, they have risen higher than the rate of inflation, and it's only gotten worse in the past 5 years. And so AARP puts out this study every year talking about the increase of prescription drugs relative to the rate of inflation. And obviously, increasing 4 times the rate of inflation is not a sustainable path for people who are on fixed incomes. These are our members, right? So, and the good news for me is that our members of Congress get it, especially in Iowa, because as you know, you can't.
We're not very far away from each other.
You can't hide. You cannot hide. And to the credit of our members, they do town halls. You know, we have it so lucky, really. In other states, they barely get to interact with members of Congress or senators. But we kind of expect that in Iowa. And so they've held town halls. This issue has come up both for Congresswoman Axne, for Congresswoman Finkenauer, for Senator Ernst, for Senator Grassley. And they are understanding the burden on people. And so just recently, Congresswoman Axne signed on to the Pelosi bill, H.R. 3. And so where AARP is on this issue is pretty simple. We support the Grassley-Wyden bill, which would cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and also do something about that inflation that I talked about. It would add a rebate to for folks who are dealing with drug costs that are above the rate of inflation. And then H.R. 3 on the House side adds Medicare negotiation into the mix, which is another thing, allowing Medicare to negotiate the price of prescription drugs. So another thing that AARP supports. We are supporting both those bills because the method to our madness is pretty simple in the sense that we just want something done on the costs of the drugs. Now, keep in mind, there are a lot of other issues at play here, but you have to deal with the actual fixed cost of these drugs that are put out by drug companies before you can deal with any of these other issues because it, you know, we have in Iowa alone, we have 576,000 Medicare beneficiaries.
Yes.
In Iowa, right? And so you can imagine if you can't negotiate the costs through Medicare on the cost of prescription drugs, you're leaving something at the table, right? You're leaving a big tool at the table because these drug companies are going to have to cater to Medicare beneficiaries. They're going to have to sell their product to Medicare beneficiaries. So that is why we support, for example, Medicare negotiation. But at the end of the day, Republicans and Democrats, Republicans in the Senate, Democrats in the House have to come together, talk about this issue. To President Trump's credit, he has made this an issue that he is focused on as well. And so, you know, it's the old adage, you know, nothing gets done in Washington. I still believe that to be true in a lot of respects, but on this issue, I think we can actually do something.
And this issue, as you just indicated, on both sides of the aisle, there's support for this. But there's also a significant amount of money being spent by the lobbyists for the drug companies saying, oh, wait a minute, not so fast. You know, we've got R&D, and we've got those television commercials we've got to pay for. that gets individuals to ask their physician for whatever drug of the day it happens to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's remarkable. Just today, actually, I opened up Politico has this newsletter that I open up every morning, and front and center is pharma with paid ads urging people to stop Nancy Pelosi's HR3, you know, and making some convoluted argument how that's actually going to increase the cost of prescription drugs when they know that's just not true. I mean, so the good news for us is our argument in this fight is much simpler than theirs, in the sense that we know Americans pay the highest drug costs in the world. We know pharma charges Americans more than they charge people in other countries. We know that has to end. Americans understand that. They don't understand this convoluted nonsense coming out of pharma about how somehow a drug that is going to cap out-of-pocket costs and make sure that drugs don't increase beyond the rate of inflation, how that's somehow going to make drugs more expensive. Mm-hmm. It's nonsense. And you're right about the ads. I mean, you know, anytime we hold town hall meetings,
I bet that comes up.
The number of people hate the drug ads.
Right.
They absolutely hate the drug ads. And again, they are not stupid. They understand that those drug ads cost a lot of money, and they're paying for those drug ads every time they go to the pharmacy.
That's right. I'm sure the broadcasters out there don't like to hear that.
The broadcasters don't like to hear it. But as someone who watches the CBS Sunday morning show, even my kids are like, during the ads,
yeah,
they're
right.
Just like, we got to get out of here, these drug ads, because the side effects, this actually scares young children.
Because they have to put that in and go, what?
Yeah.
Why would I ever take that stuff? Brad Anderson, we're talking about prescription drug prices with 260,000 members in the state 360,000 members in the state of Iowa. That's a formidable group. And you're right. They do go to town halls, and they also vote.
They vote. And the, you know, we had the opportunity to have all 17 presidential candidates do a forum here in Iowa. And
that was remarkable.
Yeah, thank you. And it was so we had, you know, we had all the top tier candidates. We had five different forums across the state in a period of 6 days. And we asked every candidate, and you can go on ARP.org and search for the videos that we did, the forums, and then we asked them to do video voter guides all on the issue of prescription drugs. And so they had solutions. And, you know, we are encouraging our members to the biggest thing that they can do for us is share their personal story, because it's interesting, because we've talked to Senator Grassley, we talked to Congresswoman Axne, and all these members, and every single member of Congress has said the one thing we want from AARP are the stories, because the stories move action.
Sure. How can people, members or non-members at this point, or they can become members, I'm sure, how can they become more active in this quest to lower prescription drug prices?
Well, the first place they can go to is aarp.org/IA. And so that is our state website. At the state level, we are making story collection, RX prescription drug story collection, our top priority going into the 2020 election. Because, again, this is a voting issue. Our members, so one interesting thing is, you know, people pay attention to millennials, and certainly candidates do, and pundits and everyone. But when it comes to caucus time, 60% of caucus goers are over the age of 50. 60%. And so if you are a candidate and you're running for president, if you're running for Congress, if you're running for state legislature, and you're not talking about prescription drugs, you're not talking to 60% of the voters, because this is one of, if not the top issues facing our demographic. And so so we encourage people to ask them their position, but also the other thing that we've learned, Michael, is everyone has a prescription drug story. So for a while, we were saying, do you have a prescription drug story? And if so, would you like to share it? We have actually changed the way we word this question and to simply say, share your
tell us your personal.
Literally.
Because everybody's got it.
Literally. Yeah. Wow. We did this yesterday. We had our volunteers from across the state come in for a volunteer recognition. And we did this. And we said, tell us your personal. Every single person has a prescription drug story. And so this is what moves our elected. It's not charts. It's not graphs. It's not statistics. It is the Doug Lehmans of the world saying, I had to get a second job to pay for my prescriptions. And that's not right in this country.
It's a big deal. It really is. And this is a statewide effort, ladies and gentlemen, all across the state, but also with AARP nationally taking this on. One other thing before we let you go, 2020 is just around the corner, not only for elections, but also one of your most favored, most popular programs that are out there. I know that because we've been doing this for a long time, talking with AARP Iowa, but that's Fraud Watch. What's going on?
So we every year we do a survey to our members and we ask them, what is the thing that you value most about AARP? And people think it's the discounts or the travel and that kind of thing. The number one thing they value is fraud protection, the fraud watch program that we offer to protect consumers from consumer fraud. That ranges everything from the ridiculous phone calls you get, the mail scams, all that stuff. So we are partnering with the Attorney General's office and some other partners next year to launch a 99-county fraud watch tour. And so we're going to give presentations across the entire state, and we're going to really elevate this issue because one of the things that we also learn is fraud changes month to month, and so it is always good for people.
Oh,
and so
sure.
One of the things we want to get is not only share how you can protect yourself, but find out for ourselves what are some of the scams going on out there that maybe we haven't even heard about.
Seasonal scams.
I mean, spring there's scams from, you know, people right. that want to protect your basement from flooding, that just steal your money. Contractor scams. So this is a big legislative issue and that we've seen in the paper recently, but these contractors in Iowa are not required to be bonded. What that means is, you know, if you pay a contractor, he or she doesn't do the job, you could just be out of your money because they aren't required
right.
to have bonding protection to then at least offer you
which is kind of insurance, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it's like insurance. And so we want to change that. And so we're working with the Attorney General's office and county attorneys to do something about contractor fraud. It's one of our big consumer fraud issues going into 2020. So there are a lot of things to talk about. We've got a big tour. We are an office of five, so we heavily rely on volunteers. If you do want to volunteer for AARP, go to aarp.org/volunteer. Specifically, if you are a public speaker of any kind, a teacher. Teachers are great. We are looking for people to do these Fraud Watch presentations across the state. So we will train you. You will become an expert in it, and we will put you to work. And so we're always looking for good folks willing to do that.
Two things of monumental proportion for residents of the state of Iowa: prescription drugs, getting that cost down, as well as taking a look at Fraud Watch 2020 from AARP Iowa.
There
Brad,
you go.
Thanks
yes.
so much for doing this.
Thank you, Michael.
Once again, that was Brad Anderson. He's the state director for AARP Iowa. We will have links up on our radio blog so that you can find out more and even get involved with your story. Hang on. There's more to come on this edition of the Business News Hour.